Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, everyone. I know it has been a while since my last episode. I think at least a few weeks, so thank you for being patient. My life has been crazy in the past few weeks. If you've been following along, you probably saw that I left Bali. I came back to California in December to see my family for the holidays, and then I went straight to LA to fill my new academy and to do an in-person immersion with my spiritual coach, who I'm also filming my academy with. Her name is Mia Magic. So that was amazing and magical and so intense. And then I went to Santa Barbara. And then I'm now back in Sacramento for another week before I fly to Kauai. I am moving my life to Hawaii next. And that's kind of part of what I wanted to talk about on this episode, because as I'm making these decisions in my life, like buying a flight to Bali, buying a flight to Kauai, traveling the world, doing all these things, I get people all the time saying, wow, I wish I could do that. Wow, I wish I could be like you. I wish I could travel, you know, and it just shocks me because you can do this and you can be like me and you can buy a flight and go. It's just a matter of choosing what you decide you're worthy of. It's just a matter of deciding what you want in your life and actually claiming it and doing something about it. It's, you know, there's nothing different between me and anyone else in this world. We're all one energy. We're all just reflections of each other. We're all just little pieces of the universe wrapped up in skin. Under this illusion of separation, under this illusion that we're all separate, but we're not. We are all reflections of each other. Which means that anything I have, you also have the potential to have. Anything anyone else has or achieves or does in their life, you also have the potential to have, achieve, or do in your life. In fact, any form of jealousy is, in my opinion, so helpful and amazing. Because how many people complain that they don't know what they want in their life? I don't know what I want to manifest, so how can I manifest? Well, every time you're jealous, your soul is showing you an example of what you want. So instead of standing there and being jealous, can you thank this opportunity, thank the universe for this opportunity to experience longing and desire so you know what you want in your life? Because whenever you see someone that makes you jealous, they have what you desire. That means that they are therefore showing you that because they did it, you can also do it, because you are reflections, you are mirrors of each other. So you can thank the universe for giving you an opportunity to gain clarity on what you want in your life. And you can thank that person for becoming an example to help you build your belief that you can have it too. And this is how I built up a lot of my life and manifested what I want, as I've seen other people having it. Literally, when I'm, you know, looking at someone's Instagram story and I just like love their house, I'm like, wow, this is gorgeous. I wish I was there. I screenshot it and I add it to my vision board. When I see other women who are like years ahead of me and hosting these huge events with thousands of people and making like multi-millions and changing the world, and I'm like, wow, they are doing so much. I wish I could be doing that much. And then I'm like, wait, I am doing so much and I have the potential to be doing what they're doing. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity to realize that their potential is my potential and that because they've done it, I've done it. And now I have greater clarity around what I desire to manifest in my life. So now that I've gone on that little side rant on jealousy and gaining clarity, because that's been something that's been coming up a lot as a theme lately, I want to talk more about, okay, great, you have clarity. How do you manifest what you desire? And I want to focus specifically on intuition, because I think this is a really under-talked about topic in the manifestation world, right? Everyone has a manifestation process and, you know, here are the steps to visualize your dream so that it shows up for you, whatever it is. And that's all amazing and great and it works. But if you don't have a connection with the universe, if you are not in tune with your intuition, and if you don't know how to decipher between your intuition and your ego, if you don't know how to take action, inspired action, after feeling those intuitive nudges from your intuition, you're not going to get where you want to go. I mean, trying to manifest the life of your dreams without listening to your intuition is like trying to get to a destination you've never been to before while wearing a blindfold. Like literally just walking around blindfolded, hoping that eventually you'll get there. And maybe you will. Maybe if you walked around for 3 years with that blindfold on, you'd eventually find your way to your destination. Or maybe it would take you 10 years or 20 years. But if you had your blindfold off and you had a navigation system, you would be there in 10 minutes. And that is what our intuition does for us. Because what is our intuition, first of all? So your soul, your highest self, the part of your consciousness that's not in your body, your highest self is like this version of you who knows every possible outcome for your life. So think of it as if there's like a million timelines of possibilities in your life based on every decision you could ever make. Every possibility is there, and your highest self can see how every single possibility plays out. Therefore, your highest self knows how to get you from where you are now to where you want to be in the quickest and most painless path possible. And so therefore, our highest self and the universe and our spirit guides, our entire spiritual guidance team, they're all here supporting us, trying to guide us down the path of least resistance to get us where we desire to go. However, if you're not tuned in to the signs, the synchronicities, the gut feelings, the intuitive knowing, if you're not listening and taking action, you're sabotaging yourself. And once again, I'm not saying that you can't get there, but why would you not take the shortcut? Why would you not turn on the navigation system when you know you have it? Why would you walk around blindfolded when you know you can take the blindfold off? So learning to tune into my intuition and act solely from intuition is what transformed my life in the past truly 8 months, because I made a commitment to myself that I was going to do whatever it took to get where I desired to go. And I was like, you know what, universe, show me the way. I'm going to do whatever you present to me. Just get me where I want to go. I know I can do it, and I'm in. I'm all in. I'm going to listen to you. And I did. And I learned to tune into my gut instinct, because your intuition will never lead you wrong. So what does intuition feel like? What is your gut instinct? How do you know what's coming from your intuition and what's coming from your ego? See, the problem with the way we grow up in society is we learn to make decisions based on logic and rationality. We learn to ask, what is the most logical decision here, right? What is my 5-step plan after I make this choice? Like, how is everything going to pan out? Which one has the least risk? And that's not intuition. That's our thinking, logical monkey mind brain. Intuition doesn't come from a place of logic or rationality. Intuition is a feeling. So when you make decisions, stop asking yourself, what is the most logical choice? And ask yourself, which choice feels right? How can I feel my way into this decision? Because if I had always made choices based on logic and rationality, I would have never quit my job. When I quit my job back in May of 2019 of this past year, I didn't really have an online business. I had made $300 online that month. But I quit anyway because I intuitively knew I was supposed to. It didn't feel good, right? Like our excitement, the desires of our heart, they're here for a reason. It's like our North Star. They're here to let us know what our soul wants for us, right? Our soul communicates with us through our feelings, through our emotions, through our gut instincts, through our excitement. So if something does not feel intuitively good, if your gut instinct is screaming no, if something doesn't make you feel expansive and loving and excited, then it's not coming from a place of your highest self. So if you're making a decision, or if you've made a decision and you don't know if it came from your gut or your highest self, ask yourself, why did I make that decision? How did I desire to feel by making that decision? Was I making that decision because I knew that it would appease a friend or family member? Did I know that I would receive praise for making this decision? Was I trying to receive words of affirmation? Was I trying to feel more comfortable and more stable in my life? Was I trying to fulfill a certain mold of what I thought success would look like in my life? Or did I make this decision because it excited me? Because it felt so loving and expansive, because my heart was screaming yes. You know, did I make this decision out of fear? Out of fear of what would happen if I didn't do this? Or did I make it out of excitement? Because when we make decisions out of fear, it's usually coming from our ego. Our ego's job is to keep us safe, but safety is not where fulfillment lies. So if I had always listened to my fear, I would have never quit my job. I would have never moved to Bali. I would have never started my business. I would have never started my podcast. I would have never coached anyone. I would still be working in my corporate job. I would have never helped the hundreds of women and men and lives that I have now touched. I would have never been able to attract the freedom that I have now. I would not be living the life I have now. Your fear is your path to freedom. You need to move through the fear. Your excitement, your fear, like follow what makes you excited and fearful at the same time, and know that your intuition will not lead you wrong. Even if you fail or fall flat on your face, you're still on the right path. It's better to fail at something that is in alignment with you than to succeed at something that makes you miserable, that drains your soul, your life force energy. Because failure is the building block to success. So when you fail at something that is in alignment, that is coming from a place from your highest self, you are making progress towards where you actually want to be. When you succeed at something that's not in alignment for you, you're taking leaps backward. And truly, because I get this question all the time, but how do I know what my intuition wants? How do I know what my gut instinct wants? Because we spend the majority of our life not listening to it, tuning it out. We ask others for advice. We Google search for advice. We don't make decisions until five people have told us that it's the right choice, until we get approval from the people that we love and respect. So it's normal to feel like, I don't know what my intuition feels like. So tune in. Ask your highest self to show you. Tune into your heart and how decisions feel in your body. Your body is in touch with your intuition, with your soul, with your emotions, with your energy, more than your conscious mind ever will be. How does your body respond to decisions? Does it tighten up or does it open up? Do you feel like contracted or do you feel expansive? How does your body feel? Start to tune in and notice how you feel when you make certain decisions. Because remember, you are your own Google search engine. You have everything you need within you. You have all of the answers. You know, your soul knows how to get you where you want to go, but you need to learn to listen. And honestly, most of the time, you already know the answer. What I typically see is, it's not that most people don't know what their intuition is telling them. It's that they are afraid or they don't want to take that action. We sabotage ourselves because, you know, our intuition says that you should pick up and move, or that you should quit your job, or that you should invest this money. And we say, but I don't have that money. I can't afford it. Because we're acting from our current circumstance. But when we make decisions from our current circumstance, we can only stay in our current circumstance, right? When I invested in my first manifestation course, it was more than $1,000, and I didn't have the money. That was my rent money. But I bought it anyway because my intuition told me, I knew I was supposed to buy it. I was drawn to it, and it changed my life. Right? And I continue to make decisions like this. Like when I invested $20,000 in myself, that was terrifying. I've talked about it in podcasts before. And once again, I could have said, what? That's crazy. I can't afford that $20,000 on one experience. no way. But I didn't. I said yes, because I intuitively felt that it was right. I felt called to it for a reason. And of course, the money came back in ways that I could have never expected, and I continued to take action. Even though I don't know the outcome, I leap into the unknown every single time and I say yes. And this is why my life continues to accelerate and things show up at such a fast rate. And my life has transformed unbelievably in a short period of time because I continue to say yes to my intuition. So ask yourself, do I really not know what my intuition is telling me, or am I just too nervous to take the action? Because that's a totally different question. That's something else entirely. Learning to move through fear and take action anyway, or feeling worthy enough to take the action, that's totally separate from actually learning to hear and listen to your intuition. But learning to listen is the first step. And then I hear all the time, oh, but how do I know I can trust my intuition? Well, the only way you're going to learn to trust it is to just start. If you sit around and you say, I don't know if I can trust my intuition, I don't know if it's my intuition or if it's my ego, so I'm just not going to take any action. Well, that's a surefire way to stay where you are and never get anywhere and not manifest the life of your dreams. That's the worst thing you could ever do. If you don't know if you can trust your intuition, take the action and you'll find out. I learned to trust my intuition by constantly taking action and then reaping the rewards and realizing that my intuition was right even when I was scared. Because intuition makes sense after the fact, not before. Intuition only makes sense after you've already taken the action, after you've already trusted when there was no proof to trust. That is what intuition is. It's acting on faith. It's acting through your heart. It's acting through feeling, rather than acting through your mind. That is what manifestation is. It's learning to feel again. Think about children. When they make decisions, do they make checklists or like Venn diagrams of, okay, what makes the most sense? What are the benefits and, you know, what are the negatives of this possible situation? No, they don't. They just listen to their heart. They know what they want and they're like, yes, I'm going to get this. This is mine. This is what I want. You don't see your children sitting around wondering what decision they should make. They listen to their heart and they take the action because society hasn't gotten to them yet, hasn't taught them to make logical, rational decisions, to overthink everything. And this, you know, paralyzes us. We have so much fear as a society of making the wrong choice. What if there was no wrong choice? Every path is going to get you where you want to go. And yes, there are paths that will get you there faster. But if you choose a different path, it's because there was a lesson you needed to learn so that you could grow into the person who was a vibrational match for what you desire, who is ready for the manifestations that you're calling in. So you're always on the right path. But if you tune into your intuition, you can get there faster. So ask yourself, like, what has your intuition been calling you to do that you've been putting off or you've been pushing away? Like, what are the whispers of your soul, the whispers of your heart? What have they been telling you that you've been avoiding? You know, it's not always easy to listen to our intuition because our intuition doesn't tell us what we want to know. It tells us what we need to hear. And sometimes what we need, oftentimes what we need, is very different from what we want. But if we always got what we wanted, we would never get where we want to go. So in my life, I'm going to give you some examples of how I've been using my intuition recently, because my number one New Year's resolution and my only New Year's resolution for 2020 is to put my intuition first and to make every decision based on my intuition, no matter what. And this has not been easy. It's actually already been terrifying because that means listening to my gut instinct and throwing myself so deeply into the unknown that it is so uncomfortable because I have no idea what's coming next at all. But that's also incredible because I know that when I leap into the unknown, the universe is there to catch me. Even if I'm falling in the dark for an uncomfortable amount of time, I know the universe is still there to catch me. So after leaving Bali, my plan was to go back to Bali. And I was in California, and I know I've been feeling called to Hawaii for a while, but I thought I would go, you know, later sometime in 2020. And all of a sudden I was just like, I need to be there. I am supposed to be in Hawaii, specifically Kauai, I felt called to. And it was crazy. It was like every person I talked to in like 3 days since this popped up in my mind was either from Hawaii, was about to go to Hawaii, had grown up in Hawaii, had been to retreats in Hawaii that has decided to bring up to me. I was interviewed on podcasts from people who lived in Hawaii. I had people messaging me who were living in Hawaii, who had Hawaii in their Instagram handles. It was literally everywhere. I could not even get away from it. So I was like, you know what? I need to honor my intuition. I made this commitment to myself. So I was sitting in the car in LA and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy a flight. I don't know anyone on Kauai. I've never been there. I have no idea what life is like there. I don't know how I'm going to get around. I don't have a car. I don't know any friends there. I have not ever met anyone who lives there, but I'm going to do it. So I took out my phone and I bought a flight for 10 days later. And my flight is actually in, I think, like, I don't know, it's in a few days from now. And I just bought the flight. And I was like, you know what, universe? I'm listening. I'm taking action. This feels really scary. I've never lived anywhere like Hawaii. I've lived in Costa Rica. I've lived in Mexico. I lived in Bali, all the countries where expensive living is really low and where there are a lot of expats and a community that I know I am going to fit into. And I've known what I'm getting myself into, and I've gone with friends or I've met friends or I've known people that are living there. This is new territory. This is completely new. I'm going completely alone. I know no one there, and I don't know what Kauai holds for me. But I bought it anyway. And, you know, honestly, the days before this, I had been asking everyone that I talked to, like, yeah, I'm thinking about going to Hawaii. What island do you think would be best? You know, have you been there? What are the islands like? And I was asking everyone, trying to, you know, collect data and figure out which island I should be going to and if I should be going. And then I literally sat down one night. I was so overwhelmed with information. And I was like, I don't know, do I go to Maui or Oahu or Kauai or Hawaii? Everyone had some different advice to give me. I was like, Kristen, hello. Take your own medicine here. You are your own Google search engine. You tell everyone this. So listen to yourself. You know, I kind of had this wake-up call from my highest self, like, girl, what are you doing? You know the answer. And I was like, girl, you're right. What am I doing? I do know the answer. I've always known that it was Kauai. I was just scared. And so I was looking for confirmation, outward confirmation, to show me that this was the right decision, when truly I was the only one who could give that permission to myself. And that was the moment when I took out my phone and I bought the flight. And I was like, you know what? I'm giving myself permission to go, and I'm giving myself permission to believe that this is the right choice simply because I felt called to make this choice. Not because it logically makes sense, not because 10 people told me this was the right island to go to, not because the cost of living fits into my income bracket or whatever. No, none of that matters. All that matters is me honoring my intuition and me honoring what feels right. Not what sounds right on paper. Not what sounds right to explain to my friends or family. What feels right to my heart. And this is really how I've manifested everything in my life, is by taking the damn action before I felt ready. Investing in the courses, investing in the mentors, buying the plane tickets, you know, choosing apartments or coaches or investments that were out of my comfort zone, that were out of what I on paper could afford. Because every time I chose the life I wanted and I was like, yeah, this is what I'm worthy of, and I did it anyway, the money showed up, the abundance showed up, the resources showed up, the experiences showed up. After I bought my flight with no idea where I was going to live or no idea about anything, less than 24 hours later, the housing and the car showed up. And Kauai is not an easy place to find housing. It's actually extremely difficult to find housing there. And within 24 hours, I was FaceTiming with someone who was a perfect fit and just the most magical, perfect house, which is like on this 2 acres of land. It's, you know, absolutely magical, beautiful, in the middle of nature, right by the beach, exactly what I'm looking for. It's like a close to zero waste home, and, you know, they're working on becoming self-sustaining, and it's just everything I could have ever asked for. And I'm talking to this beautiful woman on the phone. She's such the most beautiful soul. And she's like, you know what? I wasn't going to rent out this house. I wasn't going to rent out this room because I didn't need it. And I just thought maybe I'd have my privacy. But then you reached out and something told me to talk to you. And she was like, my intuition is telling me that you're supposed to be here. And I just full body chills right now saying that. And when she said that to me, I was like, yep, you're right. My intuition tells me that this is a good fit too. Like, my intuition tells me I'm supposed to be here. And, you know, of course, within 24 hours, everything showed up. And I also found out that a friend that I have who lives in Canada is going to be there for my first week. Like, she's going to be in Hawaii, in Kauai, for the first week that I'm going to be there. She was supposed to be on a different island and her housing got messed up and last minute had to make last minute plans to be on Kauai instead. And of course it matches up with when I'm going to be there. So within 24 hours, had housing, found a roommate, found a car, and found out that one of my friends who I haven't seen in months is going to be on Kauai for the exact week that I arrive. And it's just like everything falls into place when you show up for the life that you want. Everything. And you know what? Even if none of that happened, nothing fell into place, that would be okay. Because I still know that I'm so guided and supported. When I got there, it would all fall into place. I'm always receiving the exact experience which is best for the evolvement of my own soul. Always. And so there's no need to ever truly fear when you're following your intuition, when you're following your gut instincts. I know that I'm always provided for. I know that I'm always supported. So I don't have that deep fear. And of course, sometimes I'm like, the anxiety comes back, my old stories come back. What are you doing? You're crazy. You're moving across the world again and, you know, everything is unknown and you're starting a new business and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that still comes up. I'm human, but I don't let it spiral. I'm just like, okay, like, all right, Sheila, because that's the name that I've named for that inner critic voice in my head. I'm like, all right, Sheila, I hear you. I know you're trying to keep me safe and, like, I understand that you're worried about me, but I've got this. And you can go away now. And then I focus on what I am excited about. I focus on the outcome that I'm wanting to show up. Because when we focus on what can go wrong, we're attracting those things going wrong. So I don't focus on all the things that could go wrong. I always hear people saying to me, like, you know, I could never move to another country. Like, this could go wrong. How do you deal with that? And I'm like, life can go wrong no matter where you are. I never focus on what could go wrong because there's always something. But there is also always an even longer list of what could go right. And we have a choice. We choose every day what thoughts we allow into our mind, what thoughts we allow to give meaning to. So if you choose to focus and give meaning to the thoughts of what's going to go wrong, great. That's going to be your experience. You will experience things going wrong in your life. If you choose to give meaning to the thoughts of things going right, great. That is what you will attract. You have to ask yourself, if my thoughts right now manifested in the next 10 minutes, like physically into my life, would I be okay with that? The answer is no. Then replace them with thoughts that actually feel good. That is like my top trick ever to manifestation. I don't allow thoughts that don't feel good to take over my life. Your thoughts are creating your life in every single moment. So why would you allow thoughts that don't feel good to run your life? And, you know, the other thing here is you have to choose the life you want. You know, I think one of the biggest misconceptions in manifestation that I see, you know, from the movie The Secret and all of this, the books and the reason why people think manifestation is woo-woo and doesn't work is because they expect everything to just show up and just drop through the ceiling into their laps. And that would be amazing, but it's not the way it works. You have to choose the life you want and you need to claim it and take action on it. Because when you take action on the life that you want, you're basically saying, I am worthy of this life. And that doesn't mean waiting until you feel ready, or waiting until it makes sense, or waiting until it just feels right, or waiting until you feel confident, or waiting until the fear goes away. That moment will never come. You will be waiting for the rest of your life for the right moment. That means taking action even though you feel fearful, because this is how we move out of our current paradigm. This is how we level up and take quantum shifts, quantum leaps in our life. We take action that is outside of what feels comfortable. We move through the stories and beliefs that are holding us back. And we can only do that through fear, through feeling discomfort. If you're feeling comfortable all the time, you're not moving past your old stories and beliefs that have created your current life. You know that you're shifting through the beliefs that have held you where you are when you feel fear and you take action anyway. If you aren't taking action through fear on a consistent basis, you're not growing. You're not shifting your vibration. You're not up leveling. You're just not. You must feel fear and you must move toward and through your fear. So when you fail to take action, when you're waiting to feel ready or comfortable or whatever it is, you are literally telling the universe that you don't feel worthy of your desires. You are sending out the vibration of, I'm not worthy of my dreams. I don't believe it's coming. I don't believe it's possible. I don't believe I'm good enough. So I'm not going to take the action. And if this is the vibration that you're emitting, this is what is matched, right? That's law of attraction. Like attracts like. What you project comes back to you. So if you don't take action and you're vibrationally saying, I'm not worthy, that's what you're going to receive. You're going to continue to receive what you currently have because that is what you're proving you feel worthy of. When you take action through fear, even if you fail or fall flat on your face, you are literally saying, I'm worthy. That's what I was saying when I spent the money I didn't have on investing in myself. I was saying, I'm worthy of this growth. I am fucking worthy of spending this money on. And the money came back. And when I bought my flight to Kauai with no idea how it was going to work out, I was saying, yeah, I'm worthy of this life. I am worthy of living the life of my dreams on an island in Kauai. I have no idea how it's going to happen, but I'm worthy of it. And I choose this life and I claim this life. And when I claim this life, the universe rises to meet me there. It matches my vibration of worthiness of this life with the life that I am worthy of. You're always manifesting what you feel you are worthy of. So show the universe with your actions what you're worthy of. If you're sitting around and saying, I can't do this, and listing all the reasons why you can't afford something, or why you can't take the time to do something, or why you would fail at something, or why you're not good enough, fine. If that's how you want to spend your energy, that's what you're going to receive back. You are worthy of everything that you desire, but you have to first prove with your actions that you actually feel worthy. You are the only one holding yourself back. It's okay if you don't feel worthy. Take the action anyway. The only way to feel worthy is to act as if you already know you are. And then allow the universe to meet you there. The universe will match you. The universe will meet you where you are willing to go. But if you're not willing to take any action, if you're not willing to listen to your intuition, the universe can't meet you where you want to be. The universe can only match you where you are. It all starts with you and your energy. And as I said that on the podcast, it was 33:33 right now in my recording. So aligned. So to summarize, choose what you want. Choose the life you want. Stop waiting around for it to show up. Stop waiting around for it to fall through the roof. That is not how this works. You must take some action. Action proves worthiness to your subconscious mind. You cannot manifest what you don't feel worthy of or don't believe you are worthy of on a subconscious level. What is the action that you have not been taking? You're holding yourself in a vibration of unworthiness by failing to take action. Choose the life you want. Claim that life. Rise into that life. Leap into the unknown. And you will make space for that life to actually show up for you. But you need to claim it before you have proof of it. You need to believe it before you see it. And it will show up. Maybe not right away, but it will show up. So ask yourself, what is my intuition telling me? Journal on it. Journal and let your intuition come through. You can even ask yourself. Ask your highest self or the universe or a spirit guide, or ask your intuition to channel through you and let it all out. What does your intuition have to say? What action have you been putting off because it just doesn't make logical sense, or it doesn't fit into the stories or the belief systems that have gotten you where you are, or might not make sense to the friends and family around you? But you know what? If it doesn't make sense to the people around you, that is a good thing. If someone doesn't get your life or your decisions, ask yourself, would I be excited to trade lives with them? And if the answer is no, then it is a positive thing that they don't understand your decisions. It's because your decisions don't fit into their belief systems. Their belief system created the life that they have. So, of course, a lot of your family or friends or loved ones aren't going to understand when you start following your own path, when you start listening to your intuition, because you're creating a life that they don't have. And that means that you need to make decisions and act from a place and create new thoughts and beliefs that they also don't have. And that's okay. It's the same thing with you. You are acting from a new place, making decisions like you never have before, creating new beliefs that you've never had, taking action that you never have. That is how you break patterns and cycles. That is how you manifest something you've never had. So it's okay if people don't get it. People aren't going to get it. But once you show up and truly step into this life, then they're going to want to know how you did it. And then you can show them. But right now, the best thing you can ever do for any of your friends and family is to follow your gut instinct and to do your own thing. You can best help everyone around you by being an example first. I would love to know if you could share with me on Instagram, tag me on Instagram, or send me a message. I'm at Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore. What is your intuition telling you? What action are you going to take from a place of your intuition, from your gut? What does your intuition sound like? What is your intuition saying? And if you are wanting to dive deeper into manifestation and learn how to truly connect with your intuition and meet your spirit guides and receive signs from the universe and interpret angel numbers and learn the manifestation process and how to rewire all of your deeply held belief systems and how to do this deep inner child healing and rework all of the beliefs in our subconscious that hold us back from manifesting all of the abundance and the magic and the bliss. My new academy, Manifest Your Magic, is open for enrollment right now. So I have been working in the past 4 months with my personal spiritual coach, Mia Magic, and she has helped me. Like the growth I've had in the past 3 months has been greater than the growth I've had in the previous 26 years of my life. And I am incredible at manifesting all of the external things, all of the travel and the money and the abundance. And I will teach you to do that in my academy, but also the internal that Mia has helped me reach, the pleasure, the freedom, the expression, the magic, the bliss, the worthiness, right? The deep healing, the release of trauma, the release of shame, the release of stories that are holding us back, all of the magic, right? Learning how to tap into your sexual energy as your life force energy and orgasmic manifestation, like all of the deep, deep magic and manifestation practices. So if you're ready to deep dive and you're unconditionally committed to doing what it takes to change your life, and you know you're worthy of more, and you're ready to step into it, and you're done with the bullshit excuses, and you're done with living a monotonous life that doesn't feed your soul and truly light you on fire with excitement, I would love to support you because I've been there and I know what it takes because I've done it. So if you are ready to go all in on your dreams, I will put the link in the show notes to the registration for the academy. If you have any questions, send me a DM on Instagram. And one more thing, if this episode resonated with you at all, if you got anything from it, if it helped you, if you just enjoyed listening to it, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could write me a review and let me know your honest thoughts on iTunes. And if you do choose to do that, if you could just screenshot your review before you submit it and either email it to me at kristenjenna@pursuitofbliss.net, or you can send it to me in a DM on Instagram. I'm at pursuitofbliss with an underscore. My email and my Instagram are both in the show notes. So if you screenshot your review before you submit it and send it to me, you will be receiving a free guided meditation from me. My guided meditations are so magical. They are one of the most sought after parts of my academies are my meditations. So if you want to receive a free guided meditation from me, go ahead and send me a DM of your review. And either way, I would love to hear from you. Even if you don't leave a review, just let me know what you loved about the episode. I love hearing from all of you. Sending you so much love.